endure hardship like a good soldier. Any man that put his hand to the plow and looketh back, not worthy of the kingdom of God. But he says, occupy, do business, do the will of God. Preach the gospel like an evangelist. Spread the word. And most of all, he says, overcome the enemy. And soon, I'll make him your footstool. But as it is now, you got to keep going. Can't stop. Can't give up. Yes, we get tired sometimes and frustrated and, but we can't stop. We can't give up. We can't grow weary in well-doing. Or in due season, we will reap if we faint not. God has a blessing and is waiting on us to just grab it. Are y'all hearing that? A blessing that's better than all the other things on the earth. God has a reward for us like none other. Are y'all hearing that? I think Paul said it can't compare. Nothing can compare to what God has in store for us. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for those that love him. But God has revealed it by the Holy Ghost to the hearts of man. Are y'all hearing that? And so now we have that knowledge, we have that wisdom, we have that understanding that heaven is going to be the place for the marriage supper of the Lamb. We have that knowledge, we have that understanding that there is coming a judgment day and you shall see all of your enemies get their reward. We understand, we know that in this everlasting life, there's nothing that can offend, that can enter in to this everlasting life. Nothing that could destroy can enter in. Only that pleases God is going to enter in to that everlasting life where you and I will reside forever and ever. No more pains, no more sorrows, no more sickness, no more death. No more suffering. No more being dismayed, depressed. No more depression. No more anger, malice, and hatred, jealousy. No more forever and ever and ever. Let's look at what God has said to us, because Jesus, we know, has already came. What's our proof? The church. Jesus has already came. What's our proof? The church. If we can believe that the church is our proof that Jesus came, then we can believe that what he said is true for the church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Shall not prevail. It shall not prevail. Oh, in the Old Testament, he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against God's church. Look at Hebrews. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Let's read it together. Ready? Go. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing has changed. What Jesus said still is valid today. Nothing has changed. Are you hearing that? And we got to know that. Nothing has changed. Doesn't matter what anybody says. The new radicals or these new faith movements that's coming and talking about a new living way, a new... No. The new and living way is Jesus Christ. And Him only. So He's the same. His promises are still the same to us today. Look at this. Look at Psalms 37, verse 16. Psalms 37, verse 16. Notice what He says. Psalms 37, verse 16. Notice here in Psalms chapter 37, verse 16, it says, "A little that a righteous man hath is what? Better than riches." Yeah, that ain't changed, y'all. It's still the same today. "A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many," what? "Wicked." See that? Next verse. "For the alms of the wicked shall be," what, y'all? "Broken. But the Lord upholdeth," who? It's still for us today. The Lord is still upholding. We have to remember that, because we hear a lot of negative talk. Are y'all hearing that? And the negative talk sometimes causes us to want to forget that God say, I'm holding you up. I'm the one sustaining you. Sometimes we forget that. But we can never forget that. Watch this. Next verse. It says, "The Lord," what, y'all? "Knoweth the days of..." Stop. "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright." He knows what we go through every day. He knoweth our day. He knows when we've been done wrongly. He knows when we've been blessed. He knows when we've been talked about and scorned, lied on. Are y'all hearing that? He knows when we didn't get that job we applied for. He knows it. The Lord knoweth the days. Notice the word "day" with an S. See that? Every day of our life here on the earth, God knows. "Of the upright." Watch this. "And their" what? "Inheritance shall" what? "Be forever." We got, you and I got inheritance, and it ain't gonna never stop. We gotta remember that. No matter how we feel in our body, we still got an inheritance. It ain't going nowhere. We still got a blessing. We still got, God is still upholding the righteous. No matter how we feel, no matter how we look, no matter what somebody said. Next verse. "They shall not be" what? "Ashamed" in what? See that? They try to shame us, though. The media try to shame the church. You know, there's a church. I don't know the name of the church. But there were people who, I think, caught COVID in the church. And the governor told them, was it the governor, CDC, health department told them to shut the church down. How you going, who are you to tell the church to shut down? Now, we need to do some thinking here. Did you build the church, or did Christ build the church? The only one that can shut it down. We got to remember who we are. We're not under the government of the world. We're under the government of heaven. They don't know. They don't understand that our government is different from theirs. They don't know we have a different government. They don't know that, y'all. That's why they think that they can command us and we obey. I was talking to a pastor the other day, and one of the things that this pastor said to me, he said, the Lord said not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together. He said, I'm going to have my church. See, we can't give up on God. Not one inch. Not one jot, not one tittle of God. His word is going to manifest like he said. Says, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And this, y'all, we're living in the evil time. Right now. You know, looking on the internet and some of the world news and stuff like that, they're talking about a mutant virus. Have y'all heard that? Yeah, a mutant virus. You know? No matter what names they can come up with, what disease, sickness they can come up with, it can't beat God. There's no powers that be except the powers of God. It says, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be what? Satisfied. Hallelujah. Jump down to verse 23. Let's read this together. Ready? Go. The steps of a good man by the Lord. And y'all see that? It did not say the steps of a good man are ordered by the state. It didn't say the steps of a good man are ordered by the government. Didn't say that. Why didn't it say that? Because we're under a different government. We're under the government of heaven. See? Next verse. Though he what? And don't we fall sometimes? Sometimes we fail and we catch ourselves. Man, I should have spoke faith. I forgot. Yeah, I'm agreeing with the doubters. You ever agree with the doubters and you know you're a Christian? Yeah. Because we get distracted by what, y'all? Fear. We get distracted by fear, and that's what fear comes to do. Fear comes to distract us from the truth, because the devil knows that it's the truth that will make us free. He knows that faith is strong. He knows that. The devil knows that. You know? I believe that the enemy had a hand in the building of the Tower of Babel. I believe the enemy had a hand in it. Under Nimrod. I believe Nimrod was influenced of the devil. And the devil knew that if I can keep them together, if I can keep them from spreading out, I can keep them worshiping a false god. Themselves. Are y'all hearing me? And God knew, wait a minute, we got to go down there and do something, because these people are all one and it won't be nothing that they won't be able to do. So we got to go down and confuse their language so they'll stop this building of worship to themselves. They were disobeying God. They were disobeying God's every word. When God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let man have dominion over all the earth. And then God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and what? Multiply. Watch this. Here's the real kicker. And fill all the what, y'all? Earth. What were they doing? Staying in one place. They was disobeying God's law. when God says, fill the whole earth. But they were staying right there. Okay? So God went down and confounded their language. It says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. You see that? That's a fighter. Are you hearing that? That's a fighter. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord, what, y'all? Upholded him with his hand. That's you and me. God does that for us. God knows when we're under attack. God knows when things get hard in our life. He knows when we're burdened. And God is always there saying, I'm still here. I ain't went nowhere. I'm still with you. I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to give you what you need. And what is it that I need, Lord? You need remembrance of my word. That's what you need. And I'm here to tell you, just like I told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. I've given you everything that you need on the inside to conquer the world, even your faith. Next verse. Let's read together. Y'all ready? Ready, go. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. See that? The righteous have never been. I say, oh, it looks like it. Sometimes it looks like it. It looks like it. But we can't see the unseen. Y'all hear me? Reason why it seems like the devil is getting an upper hand on the church sometimes is because we can't see the invisible. We can't see the war in the invisible realm. And who's winning that war in the invisible realm? Well, we know. We know that the angels of God always win over Satan's angels. Are y'all hearing that? Sometimes the enemy tries to stop our prayers or hinder our prayers. But he can't stop them. He might slow them down, our answers to our prayers. He might slow them down, but he can't stop them. Are you hearing that? Watch this. Look at Psalms 112, verse 5. Psalms 112, verse 5. Psalms 112, verse 5. Psalms 112, verse 5. I'm just decreeing right now, and I'm believing that all of us are being faith built. We are being faith built because we're going to need it, y'all. You know, when I first heard that, mutation, I thought about the turtles, the mutant ninja turtles. You know, it's like, man, what is this? You know, notice Psalms 112 verse 5 says, "Hey, let's read together. Ready to go? A good man show a favor and lend it." He will guide his affairs with what? Discretion. See that? I think we're supposed to go to the next one. Yeah. Verse 6. Let's read together. Go. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. God will never forget us. Next verse. Ready, go. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in. Our heart is what? Fixed on what? Trusting in the Lord. Our heart is what? Fixed. I believe Brother Washington said, my mind is made up. My heart is fixed. My mind is made up. No room, no vacancy. I'm all filled up. Our hearts are fixed. They gotta be, y'all. Fix your heart on trusting in the Lord. Fix it. Anybody know anything about fixing something so it don't move? Fixing it so it don't move, so it cannot be removed. Can't use glue. I think Satan can do something with glue. Can't use glue. Guess what we have to use to fix our heart on trusting God? Watch this. This is what we use. We use the love of God. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Go back. Just go back to 6. Notice what 6 says. Surely he shall not be. Go back one more. 5. A good man showeth what? See that? What is that? That's the love of God. See that? That's what fixes our heart and trust in God. How many know that love is the most powerful thing? It's the most powerful weapon. It's the most powerful anything. Love is. You know, Jesus even said to his disciples, said, there's no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. He was talking about himself. No greater love. Hallelujah. Give me, was it verse 7? I think we're on verse 7. Go to verse 7. Yeah, okay. Verse 8. His heart is what, y'all? Established. You can't, it can't be moved. It can't be changed. He shall not be what? Afraid of nothing. Not even to die. You know, we have to look at death because we're Christians and we love the Lord. We're spiritual beings. Our life is in heaven. It's hid in Christ. The government of heaven is how we operate in the earth. And so death to us is gain. It's gain. Go ahead and kill me. It's just going to make me better. Hello? Go ahead. All you're going to do is send me up there so I can rejoice with my loved ones that's there. Going to have a great time. I'll be waiting on you to get there. We can't be afraid of death. We got to be able to look death in the face and say, live. We got to look at some person that the doctor has said, oh, they ain't got but a few hours left. We have to look that person in the face and say, you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. We can't be afraid to do that, because it ain't our power. It's God's power that we're using. And his power works. Amen, everybody? His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire, come on, y'all, upon his enemies. See that? God said we would. Everyone that has stolen from us, we're going to see them get their recompense. Are y'all hearing me? How many know that you've been stolen from a whole lot? Hello? We've been stolen from. See, we I guarantee you, every one of us in here should be multimillionaires, but because we're not, our money's been stolen from us. Many, many areas in our life where we get robbed, buying cars, buying houses, buying land, taxes, you name it, we get stolen from. Banks, they steal from us. How you gonna charge me for my own money being in your bank? My money. I mean, it's some really stuff that. And if a check bounce, now I gotta pay you double. That sounds like the devil to me. we get stolen from. All of that money. Listen, I heard a scripture says, you will be recompensed. Are y'all hearing that? For what that canker worm has stolen. Say, now that you know who the enemy is, say, he got to repay you seven times. Y'all. Supernatural debt cancellation. Come to me now. I realize who been stealing from me. The devil using man. I mean, what do they call them? Extortioners? Extortioners, they are everywhere. Everywhere. Extortioners. That steal from, they lie to us. Man told me when I bought my wife's car, says, yeah, you're going to have free oil changes for the life of this car. 2 years later, I go take the car in to get an oil change. They tell me, you ain't got but 10 oil changes left. That ain't what they told us. See, it don't matter after you done bought the car. We got your money now. Extortioners, y'all. And don't think, listen, don't think a salesman is your friend. Oh, I know. Oh, we know Doug. Go see Doug. Yeah, Doug trying to make money too. Let's get ready to let this thing go. Look at the next verse. He hath despised. He hath given to the poor. A dispersed. He has dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Hallelujah. It's talking about you. Aren't you a giver? Don't you disperse blessings? Listen, money ain't the only blessing that we give out. We give prayer. How do you know prayer is a blessing? You know, Concord Christian Center, we paid 20, almost 30 some people's paid on their rent and their utilities. We 20, almost 30 some people, we dispersed money this year in the last week or so. Every month, we give so much food away from the monies that that the church give for food, so that the church would be a place of refuge for those that are in need of food. Hello, somebody. Now, notice what it said about you. Let's read it. Ready, go. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. One day, y'all. Woo! One day, there are going to be some crowns given. I think it's about five of them. Are y'all hearing that? Notice what it says. His horn shall be exalted with honor. One day you and I are going to get an honor of five crowns. Why? Because you have dispersed and given to the poor. Hallelujah. Last verse, go ahead. This next one. The wicked, come on, y'all. The wicked shall see it and be what? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. I need to read that again. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall what? Gnash with his teeth. And what? Melt away. The desires of the wicked shall what, y'all? See that? Look right quickly. Psalm 62, verse 8. We're gonna jump. Psalm 62, verse 8. Let's read it, y'all. Ready to go. Trust in him at, y'all see that? At what? All times. At what? It means there's no minute, second, or time that we should faint in trusting in the Lord, is it? Not an inch. Not a second. Trust in him at all times. Ready, go. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Y'all see that? Pour your heart out to him. Like evangelist was saying Sunday. Talk to the Lord as if he was a natural man. Pour your heart out to him. And let's do this last one. Proverbs 28, 26. Proverbs 28, 26. Proverbs 28, 26. Y'all ready? Proverbs 28, 26. Proverbs 28, 26. It's our last scripture, y'all. I don't know how your heart is feeling right now, but my heart is want to clench to the word of God. It wants to hold it. I don't want it to go. Let's read it together. Ready, go. He that trusteth in his own heart. Y'all see that? He that trusteth in his own thinking is a fool. He that trusts in his own believing is a fool. Let's read the whole thing. Ready to go. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. See that? Trust in the Lord at what, y'all? All times. All times. Amen, everybody. My heart burns with the word of God. I have to hold to it. Hold to the truth of God's word. God he's a covenant keeper. He's a promise keeper. God will never let us down. Trust in the Lord at all times. I heard somebody say, trust in the Lord at all times, for he's good. Amen, amen. Oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? Amen. Tell the Lord you love him. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Jesus came that he might save his people from their sins. The word of God who became flesh dwelt among us, and they called him Jesus the Christ. He was born, he was crucified, and he died. But he rose on the third day. Early on the third day, he rose. Because Jesus lives, that's why you and I are living today. Every promise that God promised in his word is for us and is working on our behalf right now. Even though we don't see it, the promises of God are working on our behalf right now. All we got to do is trust in the Lord. Come on, y'all. At all times. Trust in the Lord when? At all times. Don't let him go. Got to hold on. Even when you get weak and the devil starts planting crazy thoughts in your mind, hold on to what God says. Tell the devil, you're a liar. You are the biggest liar I ever known. Talk to them as if you were talking to a regular person. I can't see you, but I know you're a liar. Sometimes you be talking to me. I know it's you, you devil, you. That's letting the devil know I ain't scared of you. Got no reason to be. Christ said you can't kill me. The Bible says you can't kill me. For you have been what, y'all? Defeated. The power of death have been taken from you. Now Jesus rose and said, all power has been given to me of heaven and of earth. And he told us to go make disciples. And he says, and nothing by enemy is going to hurt you. Amen, everybody. Let's stand. We're going to be dismissed. Y'all, everybody have a Merry Christmas. Pray for the Forte family. What else? That's it? Okay, pray for the Forte family, okay? Yes, ma'am. What's his you know, last name? First name? Okay. Father, you have heard the names. We know that you hear us, Lord. We know that you're with us because you said you were. You said you was with us always. You would never leave us. You would never forsake us. So, Lord, we just talk to you. We don't look at you as some far off land somewhere. You are right here on the inside of us. So we say we love you, Lord. We love you. Thank you for hearing our prayers, oh God. And thank you for answering our prayers, oh God. And Lord, bless these families, Lord. The family that may have lost a loved one, God, bless them, comfort them. Lord, may they be strong in this time, oh God. May they get understanding, wisdom, and knowledge that only comes from you, God. And if they're not saved, oh God, we pray that they would give their life to Jesus, that they may have power from on high. And the Forte family, God, bless them. I don't know if it's someone sick. If there's someone that's sick in the Forte family, we call them healed in the name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, they lost a cousin. She said, they lost a cousin. I mean, they died, right? So Lord, we pray for the Forte family that they find strength in you, God, in your word, oh God, that they be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, God, that comfort by the Holy Ghost would come to them and enlighten their seeing, God, that they may see spiritually, that they may see your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and know that you are with them even right now, in Jesus' name. Amen, everybody. Everybody have a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.